You're listening to The Takeover on Wellness Wednesdays with Kelly Kane, naturopath. Kelly, so good to have you here in the studio tonight.
So good to be here.
Tonight we are looking at hay fever. It's something that can be really debilitating when it's really quite severe for people. And I know that my very first job actually was working in a chemist. And, hay fever medication, things like Zyrtec and all of those kinds of things, they're really, really popular, particularly at this time of the year.
Yes.
Because allergies and just hay fever, it's so rife in society. We were talking a little bit about what actually causes hay fever, but right now you're going to go through a few of the different natural therapy approaches to dealing with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said previously, obviously addressing gut is really important. So when I'm in clinic working with someone to address their hay fever, we're always looking at trying to do a bit of a gut protocol, really trying to heal the lining of the gut. So we know that when there's hyperpermeability in the gut, that allows those larger molecules and proteins to go in and trigger the immune response. So doing some gut work is really first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And then we would look at using sort of herbs and nutrients which have a naturally antihistamine response, or they help stabilize the immune cells that release histamine and that are involved in that response. So some that I might use therapeutically would be things like quercetin, vitamin C is naturally antihistamine, nigella, albizia, which are herbs that can be used commonly for hay fever as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are also some probiotics that have been shown to help regulate the immune response as well. So, and have some really good research behind them for these types of, for hay fever.
Yep.
Specifically, as well as eczema and asthma, because they all fall within the same family of conditions.
Yeah. Which is so interesting that asthma, eczema and hay fever all kind of can tie in together in you were saying, in families. Quite often family members will have one or multiple of those.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when I'm working with someone to reduce their hay fever, it's all about trying to help address the cause so that we reduce that reactivity, and then also help with managing the symptoms so that hopefully they can rely less on pharmaceutical antihistamines as well.
Yeah.
And of course, within that, we'd also be looking at the diet and pulling out any foods that are going to drive that response. Often I've noted what we find in clinic is that with people with hay fever and eczema and asthma, there can be food sensitivities as well that compound the issue. So if we can identify some of those, that can often help by pulling out the trigger foods, help them relieve some of those symptoms as well.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, when we come back, we are going to have a quick chat about some of the foods that can be really beneficial if you are struggling with hay fever. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on Life FM with Kelly Kane, naturopath.